was your dad the one that taught you about trapping and fishing? And
my dad and my grandfather. Although I have few recollection of my old grandfather, because he was pretty old when he died. He was old when I was still young, but he still got around. He was going blind, and I still remember he used to teach us how to, you know, how to tell us stories about how to make living, you know, if you don't get a job, how to make living, and how to make snowshoes and sled and toboggan, and it wasn't the best time to get birch for a toboggan. And all the stuff that a young guy needs to learn, because there was no jobs around, that he had to pin to make livelihood off the land, to live off the land, you know. And all that he had to learn. But as myself, it's been a long time since I've built a sled or snowshoes. It's been a number of years since I built snowshoes, as a matter of fact. And to get back into it, I guess I got to find an old pair of snowshoes to, you know, redo them, babish on there to get the idea of how it ran, then, you know, it'll come back to me. But like I said, it's been a number of years since I've done that. We did a lot of fishing in the summer, you know. Fish for salmon, as a matter of fact, all summer up till freezing time. Freeze up using fish wheels and fish nets. Remember back in the old days, not real old days, back in the early 50s, there was hardly any outboard motors around, so we had to use canoes, you know, canvas canoes to check fish wheel. And at one period of time, we lived with another family. That was old Cornelius and Ginny Roberts. They passed away a number of years ago, quite a few years ago. They used to live upper end of town.